نعم أخوي، ராதாண்டம் கல்பத்தருபாசிந்தோச்ச பதிதானம் பாவனேயோ வைஷ்ணவே. நமோ மகாபத்ரன் கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நம்னே குரவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாயை தராலே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய Yesterday in morning class we discussed about the third slope. If you want to be in Vrindavan, and you want to be in Vrindavan with Radha, in all your lives, forever, eternally, you want to be there. And with Radha, you want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal. Then you should call weeping, heart melting to Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sri Rup Goswami, his elder brother Sanatana Goswami, and all his gun. All his associates, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jeev Goswami, and all, they will sprinkle their mercies to you. And very quickly, you will give up all your nonsense things, all your unearths, unwanted things, and all kinds of offenses, suffering, sorrow, all liberated from this world. Quickly going to Golok Vrindavan there, having a very transcendental form, beautiful, and you can serve there. But Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami, had told Sauragam, Vithara. What is that rag? Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling. That if you want to read anything, try to go deep. But you cannot go yourself deep. You'll have to take some help from pure devotees. These slokas are in condensed form. So we'll have to follow the insights of any qualified devotees like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should try to take their insight and then go deep. You cannot go. I cannot go. Those who are associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or following Rupa Goswami, they can elaborate it. So he is telling, what is wrong? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his explanation, he is telling, Swarag means ragatmika bhakti. First of all, we should know that from beginning, adau shaddha tatav sadhu sangha apa bhajan kriya tato anatthan bhakti nishta ruchi asakti and then ratni comes. This is the process. But first sadhan bhakti. What is sadhan bhakti? Bhakti is transcendental. But if you are performing this bhakti by your senses for attaining bhava, what you are doing? Anya vilasita sanyam jnana karmat janapadam anukallena krishna anusilanam bhakti. Sarup siddha bhakti you are doing. So first sadhana bhakti to attain bhava. And bhava bhakti to attain. So when sadhana bhakti becomes matured, then it is called bhava. And when bhava bhakti is matured, it is called prema bhakti. Beyond this, ragatmika bhakti always being in Golok Vrindavan. If Vaikunth, very partly, in Ayodhya with Ram, very little part. Dwarka, about 1/3. Mathura, 1/2. And in Braja, fully there. And it is called Ragatmika Bhakti. Oh. Ragatmika Bhakti. To know this Ragatmika Bhakti, first we should try to know what is Rag. Ragatmik Bhakti means the love and affection situated in the associates of Krishna, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, friends, Dham Siddham, and especially in the heart of all the Gopi, Lalita Arishaka, and more especially Chandravali and Srimadira, more Srimadhi Srimadira. They are called Ragatmik Bhakta. But not ragatmik bhakta, ragatmik jana. Jana is more
superior.
So, how Yashoda Maiya always loving, how more than his life? So, this is called rag. And those who have this rag in their
heart.
They are called ragatmika jan. No? So, what is that rag? That love and affection. Continuous. Like taildharavat avichinnagati. Continuous, like
a stream of honey.
Honey.
Unbroken stream.
Unbroken stream. So, unbroken stream of love and affection to Krishna. It is called Rag. And where it is, in what heart, then they are called Ragatmika Jan. So, a sadhan from beginning becomes of two kinds. Those who are engaged in bhakti from beginning, only due to overcome all the suffering and to be happy, following Shastra, then it is called Vaidhi. And where there is a greed to have a love and service like Ragatmik Jan in Vrindavan Guru, first greed will come. They want, and if they are now engaged in bhakti doing, then they are called Raga and Yuga. But I told, you should explain. Easy language.
Yeah. If someone is pursuing the path of bhakti and they are more inspired to follow the path of bhakti because
they are carefully. You should hear.
Because of the rules and regulations of the Shastra, there is some fear element there, and that's called Vaidhi Bhakti. And then if someone is attracted to Krishna on the basis of a natural, spontaneous attraction, you're attracted to his madhurya aspect, to his sweetness, and the sweetness of his leelas of pastimes, then this is Raga Nuga.
Something lacking.
Moment of liberation.
Now, what is it, Krishna?
You told if someone comes to this path because they're suffering.
Oh, that is Vaidhi Bhakti. Raganga?
One who has greed to actually develop love, then that's Raganga.
He wants to. He also is very deeply moved by the rag, by the mood of the Vrajavasis towards Krishna in their service to him. And
yes, this is meant.
They want to emulate that.
This is meant. He has heard something from any Rashik and Tattvajna Vaishnava, the pastimes of Krishna. And he is moved by hearing the mood of Srimati Yashoda to Krishna. Or he is so much had greed to serve Krishna like gopis or like friends. And he wants now that how I can have this. Then what he is doing, what he is following, practicing to have that, that is called Raga Nuga. So from beginning, a Shraddha came to any devotee's heart. This Shraddha is of two kinds. What is the seed of bhakti? What is the seed of bhakti?
Krishna Seva Vasana.
I must serve Krishna. And by serving Krishna, my whole life will be successful. I must do it. So, if anyone has this mood, by any Vaishnava, that you should serve Krishna and your life will be successful. Then this vasana, this
desire,
desire,
longing desire,
is called Shraddha. And its outer symptom is what?
Faith.
To deep follow faith. Shastra. So much honor for Shastra work. So much honor for what Krishna has told, or his manifestations has told. And so much honor for devotees, what they are doing. Real devotees, not imitation. Like Haridas Thakur, he told that I will cut into lakhs and lakhs pieces, but I will never give up chanting. Like Prahlad Maharaj, He was given so many sufferings, problems. They were killing him, giving poison, everything they are doing. But I will never give up chastity. I will never give up Krishna devotion. This is the outer symptom. But inner, for why so much strong to serve Krishna? So this is called Parmarthiki Shraddha. Parmarthiki Shraddha means transcendental faith. But it is of two kinds. When coming from reading Shastra or hearing Shastra from anyone, is not so high, then Vaidhi Shraddha will come. I should do archana. I should also chant. But following rule and regulation, he will hear something and then he will scrutinize all these things according to his intelligence and do anything if he will be satisfied. But if anything, he is not satisfied with the Shastra and his intelligence, anything he will not take. But this Shraddha is called Vaidhi Transcendental Shraddha. But if anyone has this Transcendental Shraddha, he will never give up bhakti. Never. So I think those who are devastated, falling down. Oh, there is doubt whether there's this Shraddha
is there or no.
Faith was transcendental or not. We'll have to do thing. There, faith was not transcendental. Why? That is why from beginning they were
sucking
up and shit. So many doubts. But if that transcendental Shraddha will come, he will never have any kinds of doubt. Only how to receive, how to attend this, how to attend this. This will be there.
Yes. Is it possible for someone to have this paramarthik, this transcendental Shraddha, but then at some point he commits some aparad, and because of the aparad, his paramarthik Shraddha is diminished?
But if transcendental Shraddha comes, very little chance to do any offense from beginning.
Even in seed stage?
Huh?
Even in seedling stage?
Yes.
If one does not get sadhusanga?
I don't remember that ever I have done any offense to Vaishnava or Guru or Shastra. I don't remember in my life. Never came in chance from beginning. But it will come from past
birth impression.
Impression. And also this impression, this both will make him so strong. So never chance. But those who have no past impressions, only this life, something coming. And weak, then offense may come. Otherwise, never, ever. So very. We don't see any offense in Raghunath Das Goswami from boyhood. Never. Haridas Thakur, never. I never have heard that Swamiji has, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji has done any offense to anyone, to Shastra or Vaishnava or Guru or anything. Have you heard? Have not heard. So if transcendental Shraddha is coming, no chance of being so. And if anyone hearing from in bona fide Vaishnava, Srimad Bhagavatam, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in this way, Prabhupada, very beautiful first times of Krishna, how they served and how Krishna was himself forget that I am
Supreme Personality Godhead.
They never thought that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Yashodama, Ananda Baba, or any friends, or any gopis. Never, never. Krishna is telling that I am Brahma. Ah, you are Brahma. Like this.
Don't care, Brahma.
If you are Brahma, why you are telling lies? Why you are weeping for bread and butter from your mother?
Why you became angry?
And why so much angry? So, hearing all this, he has a very strong desire. I must follow Yashoda Maiya, Parsita, Subhadra, especially gopis. Then he wants to follow. He has nothing to scrutinize anything from his intelligence and heard here and making with Shastra.
Telling it with Shastra.
Telling with Shastra. Nothing. If any black person nose cut it, ugly person, but he saw the daughter of Clinton, president of America, and he at once has agreed to marry her. Oh, from beautiful daughter. He will have to pay any tax or anything, money to have this greed. Only he will see beauty. He can hear her qualification. But no tax, nothing to give. So if the highest thing in this world and all worlds, even Chitjagat, if anyone wants to serve Krishna, like friends, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, or more than that, like Gopi. No tax is there. Whether you are full of suman worldly desires, you may be like Billu Mangal Thakur.
Billu Mangal Ajamil.
Ajamil. Not Ajamil here. Because it is Raganuga Bhakti Billu Mangal Thakur. He may be attached to any prostitute or anything. Hearing these things, you will have a very strong desire that I want to attain that. So at that time, no shastra, no logic, no tarka vitarka, nothing is needed.
No argument.
Whether he is qualified, he has given up all his offenses or
unorthos.
Anartha. Nothing. There is something to be taken that there should be no aparadha, offense. Anartha may be so much, but if it is lot of offenses, oh, it will have not this thing. It will not come. I mean, let's hear all this. So if he has no logic, no intelligence, only he is attached with the beauty and quality of Krishna and also the serving mood of gopis or Prajavasi. And it will be thick. And he will now search in Shastra. How I can increase my wish, develop my wish. How will I attain this? Then he will go to Vaishnava. He will read Rupa Goswami's books, Manas Shiksha, Upadeshamritam, and Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. Then he will need to learn Shastra and to go by that. No logic. And gradually, he will come to at a stage of ruchi at once, galloping. But adau shabda, anarthana vritti, nishtha, everything. But sadhana bhakta should follow all this from beginning. First sadhu sang, then shabda, and again sadhu sangha, then initiation, serving Guru Dev, doing bhajan, then anatthana vritti, then rishta, then and it at once there. And easily, very quickly, all his anatta going away. Very little anatta. It may be that a little gandha,
smell
there.
Speech.
So, the qualification of Raganuga Bhakti, what is this? What is that? The
Green.
Qualification?
If upon hearing of the mood of the mood of love of the residents of Braj, greed comes.
If this greed is there, he is qualified. Whether he is not, he is educated at all, no harm. He will go in the school of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Not Kakhagaga or A or ABCD is needed. Only here, like Shruti, it will come.
Maharaj, there are so many people hearing, but some get greed and others don't get greed.
They have no impression.
So
they have no greed.
So greed comes because of impression?
Yes, something impression.
First part impression. First.
And it may be that he is so lucky that his impression is there. And hearing, at once he has agreed to be like that, to serve Krishna like that. Then he will follow Araganda. If anyone tells that, oh, he is full of all kinds of honors, he show anger, lust, and he is not qualified to be Araganda. No. This is not logic. It does not require anything. It requires only that greed, if there is greed, he is qualified for Raganuga. Otherwise, very good. But if he is Raganuga Bhakti, it means not that he is giving up all kinds of Vaidhi Bhakti. Never, never. He will follow all these things, but mood will be changed. Where there is no rag, then Vadhi Bhakti. And where there is a rag, following rag, and to become Raganuga, then Raganuga Bhakti.
But if one is not following any Vadhi Bhakti program, and he has some desire to follow.
This is absurd. Quite absurd. It cannot be. Where there is sun is seen, there is night, it cannot. Can you laugh and also blow your cheek?
What? No one can do two things together, that he should laugh loudly and also he should puff his cheeks. Two things cannot be done together. Similarly, Maharaj is saying that
who has desire for Raganuga, he attend all the Vaidhi program also, he will not neglect them.
But some can be neglected. In 64, those who are not bhavmai, bhavanukul, bhav sambandhi, how aviruddha, and if they are how viruddha, then should be neglected. He will not perform all. Like anyone wants to be, to follow Yashoda Maiya or gopis, but he is following and doing archan and worshipping Rukmini and Krishna, Jagannath, and Satyabhama or Subhadra, together. So, we should be careful for this. How we can progress in this? I want to discuss not now. How? First we should have greed and we should know this thing. And then Srimad Bhagavatam reading Chaitanya Charitamrita especially. We can develop our Tisarada Bhava. Those we have no this raganuga bhakti, we should all try like 100% to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. But I know those will follow Vaidhi Bhakti in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, they will easily come in the raganuga. They will have, surely they will have greed for serving Krishna like Vrajavasis. But I can tell only that those who practice like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Raghunath Das Goswami, always remembering Krishna. With that Krishna, always remembering the associates of Krishna, how these associates having rag are serving Krishna. Both. You will have to give impression more to those who are serving more than Krishna. Always hearing all these katha, hari katha. How Yashoda loving his child, Krishna. How Gopi serving Krishna. These pastimes which are told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Seva sadhaka rupena, siddha rupena chatrahi. Then Seva, always doing, falling like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, inwardly and outwardly. What is outwardly? Sankhya purvaka namagan natibhikala avasane kutau nidrahar vihar kadvitau chatanta dinau chajau radha krishna gunasmate madhurivan devi sammohite vande rupasana. Always chanting, remembering, not less than 1 lakh. But it may be Rupa Goswami is chanting Hare Krishna. And he told first Hare Krishna or Hare, and he was frightened. And serving inner world, how? Oh, Radha Krishna is there. I am also in the shape of Manjari, Rup Manjari, I am there. They are playing in Jamuna, here and there, giving water to each other. At once, Srimati Radhika, this nose ring, went in the Jamuna. All their searching. It became 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, and all are very there. At once a new Shakhi came, and he was also searching. And he saw that the ring was not on the bottom, not even up, upside. It was hanging in the lotus
stem. Stem.
Stem. Like this.
Komal ke naal.
Yahan se do danti hai na?
Lotus stem.
Here. And he, anyhow. And it was like about 6 hours in searching. And Rupa Goswami in the Rupa Manjari. He was also searching. And he found it. After that, he gave it to Lalita. Lalita gave it to Srimati Radhika. Oh, she was so happy. And he wanted to give some
benediction.
At that time, The trance was
broken.
So how many rounds he had chanted?
6 hours.
Hare. This is chanting. Remembering the pastime and chanting. Whether it is not one round, but it is more than lakhs and lakhs rounds. I don't tell you to give trace on rounding only. I want to give that. Quality should be more. With love and affection. Calling Ha Krishna, just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Tadbhav Lipshana, those who have greed like this, they are Raganuga, and they should follow all these things. How Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the six Goswami, doing all this pranam for more than 108 times to all the places of pastime, all the associates of Srimati Radhika ki jai, Lalita Visakha ki jai, Chitra, Champaklata ki jai, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai, like Yashoda Madhar ki jai, Nanda Baba ki jai, Upananda ki jai, all the places, lakhs and lakhs places are there. And doing pranam, like danda, this. And always remembering the past times, weeping. Radha kuntate kandilya talaya tire chabansi vade premo namad vasat ashesh dasaya drastau pramattau sada kantau cha kadahare dumbanam bhava vande rukshana. Oh, searching Radhe and Krishna, where you are? Going to somewhat to Radha kuntate and weeping, O Radhe, O Krishna, where you are? Sometimes in Vrindavan. Where in Vrindavan? In the shade of Bansi, but O Krishna, where you are? O Radhe, O Vrindavike, O Lalite, where you are? O Purnimasi, you should be very merciful to me. Weeping like these. Then Raganuga Bhakti will come. This is the process. No? So, and how they are doing in their this body, interior body, Siddha Deva, like Rup Manjari, serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. So in both ways, by your Siddha Deva, like that, and by Sadhav, this body, we should be like Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, at that time, some Babaji became envious to him. And he was following Raganuga